Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
22 to 11, hand from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today?
Fantastic. What are you going to bring to us today?
Well, look, the fields from Menangle this Saturday night came out yesterday evening, and we've got some pretty strong races coming up for the last Metropolitan meeting for this season. We see Tiger Tara going around, and hasn't he had such a remarkable season? He's almost won $1 million in prize money, and he's obviously getting ready for some bigger things in the Grand Circuit campaign. And there's also a couple of Australian Pacing Gold two-year-old championships, a Group 2 race, and one of those horses going around in the boys' leg of that is Expensive Ego. So I thought we'd catch up with Menangle trainer David Thorne to see how this youngster is. So, David, good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
Thank you for joining us. Expensive Ego, he's been pretty impressive to date. He's unbeaten in his 5 starts. How is he going into this race on Saturday night?
Yeah, no, he's pretty well ready to roll. I give him a bit of a hit out this morning and he worked really good. So, he's ready to roll. He just had a couple easy days when he came home from Brisbane and then straight back into it. So, he'll be ready to roll.
He is going into this fresh because he hasn't raced since taking out that Group 1 Albion Park Gold Final, which was 3 weeks ago. But you're obviously not concerned with him having, you know, those 3 weeks away from the races.
No, not really. He's, he works pretty good in that. So I can sort of get him pretty fit here at home on the track, especially at Menangle, because you can work him along a bit and give him a bit of a hit out. So, he's ready to roll.
What's he like as a track worker?
No, he's pretty good, yeah. He's pretty relaxed horse, but if you want him to go, he'll go, you know. So, he's pretty nice horse to deal with. So, I worked him behind one this morning and gave him a bit of a hit out, and he brushed home pretty good.
Have you had this horse the whole time? Did you, break him in and have him as a young horse?
No, I give him a prep as a young horse. Adam and Richard Babistock actually had him as a young horse. And, I give him a prep. His second preparation, Ricky Oucher broke him in, and he's actually had a few troubles. He had a bone broken, like a dead bone in his front leg when they broke him in. He was lame, so he had to have an operation. And then when I got him, I only had him a week, and he had 4 bone chips in his hocks. So he's sort of been in the wards a little bit early, but hopefully everything's behind us now.
Yeah, so that obviously explains why he started his career sort of later in the season.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were sort of, he was a little bit rushed to get him ready for the triad. Sort of, I said to the owners, we sort of really, he's a chance of making it, but we need everything to go right. And luckily we did, nothing went wrong. He had 2 trials and then he had to win his first 2 starts to get enough money. So he did that. But I mean, obviously only good horses could do that. So everything went right. We had no hiccups and he ended up winning that race. But we were sort of probably mainly going up there for the race he won his last start, but we had a bit of luck and we ended up getting both of them.
Well, you had a lot of luck. 2 Group 1 wins in those 5 starts, which is pretty impressive. How has he developed since that his first outing at Menangle back in the beginning of July to now?
Yeah, no, he's developed a lot. He's still very green. He's put in a few hips and skitches here along the way, pretty much nearly in every start. His last start was probably the best, but he still is a bit green, which I suppose in a way is good. It's improvement for him, he's very relaxed horse and he switches on and switches off. So I think that's, in a way, it's good. It's all improvement down the track. Hopefully next year he'll switch on a bit more and be a better horse.
Well, Jim Douglas has driven him in all his starts and he seems like he's got a pretty good connection with the horse as well.
Yeah, no, he has. He knows him pretty well now. I like Jimmy as a driver. He looks after the horses and he does his form really good in that. So, we've all had a pretty good ride this far. So hopefully it can continue Saturday night.
Oh, great. Good to hear. And what are the plans for Expensive Ego after this race on Saturday?
No, he's going to go to the paddock after this. He'll probably have about 6 weeks off and then obviously getting ready for the Victorian Derby is the first Derby. So hopefully everything goes right. And it's a pretty big year from 3-year-olds. So he can have a good spell now and then get ready for that.
He's had Munster over the middle distance. Do you think he'll like those, you know, longer distance races of the Derby?
Yeah, I think he will. He's a very strong horse. You know, he just never gets tired. So, yeah, I think he'll be a perfect horse over the mile and a half because he relaxes so good as well. He can go and sit in the depth seat and he'll just relax. And you know, I think he's very strong. You know, he's fast as well, but we've obviously never had to drive him like that because he's probably been too good for him. So you've obviously got to put him in the race. But he's quite quick as well, but he's very strong.
Mm. All right, so that's race 5 on Saturday night. He's going around in. You've got a couple of other starters as well. In race 2, you've got Outrage as well going around. He's drawn wide in barrier 9, but it's over the 2,300 metres. What are your thoughts of him heading into this race?
Yeah, he's probably not going quite as good as at his absolute best. He's not far off it, but he's just probably not as sharp as what he is when he's really going good. But he's actually going to go for a spell as well. He'll go out with Expensive Ego after this as well. So he'll only have a few weeks off. But he's just, he went quite good the other day. He sat outside the leader, which is not really his go, and he got beat 3 metres. So 2,300 really suits him. That's why we're going to race him this week just because it's 2,300, and then he'll go to the spelling paddock. But he's not far off. His sectionals have been really good, but I just know himself, he's just not quite as sharp as what he has been. But, you know, but he'll be competitive, especially if they run along. He's just so much better over 2,300.
Yeah. He's had a pretty good season for you. Like, he's had over 30 starts for 4 wins, but he's pocketed more than almost $70,000 in stakes. So he's done a pretty good job, even though he hasn't sort of been winning week in, week out.
Yeah, he's pretty much like that. I mean, we claimed him for $12,000 from Melbourne, and I think he's won about $170,000 since we've had him. So he's done a terrific job, and he doesn't win a lot of races, but he's generally always in the top 5, you know. And then he'll go off a little bit, and then you give him a bit of a break, come back, and, you know, touch wood, he's a very sound horse, so there's no reason why he can't keep going for another couple of seasons, you know. He's done a terrific job.
Well, you've got another starter at Menangle on Saturday night in the other Group 2 race for the Australian Pacing Gold Championship in the Fillies. You've got Vanturi Hanover. You've drawn outside the front row, unfortunately, but how are you with her heading into this race? Because she's first up in about almost, 4 weeks as well?
Yeah, she was up in Brisbane with Expensive Ego. She ran fourth in the triad final up there, and she goes quite good. She's no star, but she's nice, honest filly, and I'd actually wish the barrier draws were the other way around. And she drew good, but she probably needs a draw more than the other fella. But you never know. She's an honest filly, and she's definitely a lot better. She does touch a knee a little bit, so she's a lot better horse at Menangle. As she ran sort of second in the semi-finals of the Breeders' Challenge, so. The draw is going to make it hard, but if they, a bit like Outrageous Elle, if they go stupid, she'll be getting home over the top. She's quite strong. She probably lacks high speed, but she's fairly strong. So, if they make it into a bit of a war, she'll be running home.
And will she be going out for a spell as well after Saturday night?
Yeah, she's going out for a spell. She's sort of done. She's been up for a fair while. So, she'll go out, probably have the same as Expensive Ego, have about 6 weeks off, and then she'll come back next year and hopefully can win a few races.
Will you have any horses left in work after Saturday night?
Yeah. I've got a lot of young ones. I've got about 3 or 4 yearlings that are just working up, and I'm actually going away with the family for a week in about 2 weeks. So I'm sort of trying to get them all where they're going to have a spell together, and then when we get back, it'll be all back into it. But yeah, no, we've got plenty of horses there. We've got another 2-year-old just working up, a couple of 2-year-olds. So and a couple of old horses are in the paddock now that have got to come back. So, there'll be plenty of work when we get back from our holiday.
Well, another young horse that won for you a couple of weeks ago was Mission Control. You been happy with him as well?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. I'm actually just on my way taking him out to the spelling paddock now. He's going to have a couple of weeks off while I'm away. But, he was 3 wide the trip the other day. And, you know, he probably went his mile in about 54 himself sitting 3 wide the trip. So horses don't do that at Menangle. But, so he's the same. He's going to have a little break and come back. But, yeah, he's really, really tough. And if I can get a little bit of speed out of him, I think he'd be a really good horse.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Now, let's talk about you quickly before I let you go. You haven't driven in a race since 2016. Are you ever going to make a comeback as a driver, or are you going to leave it all to Jimmy Douglas and Jack Traynor?
Yeah, probably not. You know, it's hard. You've got to be going around a lot, I think. You know, the drivers that are driving 20 times a week, you know, I think they've got an advantage, and it doesn't really bother me that much. You know, I said I put the best drivers on I can available, and it takes a lot of pressure off you. I did enjoy the driving, but I probably got a little bit big, and just as I said, if you're only going around two or three times a week, it does make it hard, you know. So, not at this stage. I'm happy just to train them and let the boys do the job.
Well, you're doing a good job as a trainer this season. You've equaled your amount of wins as what you've had last season as well. I think you've trained about 22 winners, so you've done well there. So, and it looks like you're going to have another good season with all these young horses coming back next time in. So thank you for joining us this morning, David, and best of luck for Menangle this Saturday night.
No worries. Thanks, Amanda.
There you have it, Cozzy. I thought we'll get the latest from trainer David Thorne about Expensive Ego and his other runners at Menangle this Saturday night. Expensive Ego, Cozzy, he's a very impressive type. He still doesn't know what he's doing, but he's running the times and obviously unbeaten in those five starts. So look forward to seeing what he can produce at Menangle this Saturday night.